know, I'm really proud of the fact that I'm so old, they didn't have kindergarten at my school, okay? So my late mom, love you, Mama, taught me so much at home before I ever went into first grade. Part of that was carrying your ones in addition in math, you know. That's pretty big for a 4 or 5 year old.
She's not happy with me right now. I carried one too many ones tonight.
And so we begin the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. It's time for another edition of Central Region Now. Rob Witham along with you, home from Tomato Bowl 57, into our studio to record the big one. Normally the biggest podcast of our year, one that is downloaded about as much as any other, and that is when we begin to break down the playoffs. Now, just to let you know, the Virginia High School League official playoff brackets are scheduled to come out on Sunday. We expect them by about midday. Last year they were released just after noon. And I know that because I was officiating a wedding that Sunday, a private wedding, at a private home in the Richmond area. And when the wedding was done and we finished up everything that needed to be done, and the happy couple and the families were getting ready to go out for a private luncheon, and I was ready to head back out home, I get into my car and my Twitter is like, da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, all right, so now we know. And we know that there are some Saturday games, and so we're kind of hedging our bets. It's possible that they might release the numbers Saturday night. Whenever they do, we'll have the official numbers, obviously, for you on Twitter and online. But we're thinking it's probably going to be sometime about midday on Sunday, which hopefully it'll be about the time I get to Farmville. Haven't seen my daughter in 3.5 weeks. We're going to see her Sunday, and needless to say, I'm really happy about that. So, anyway, first, let's get through tonight in terms of what actually happened on the field. Unfortunately, because we're so wrapped up into the playoff picture in this final week of the regular season, sometimes some great events get kind of overlooked. You know, we talk about, oh, so-and-so beat so-and-so, so that means, and we don't stop long enough to go, wow, look at this particular performance. And some ones that stuck out in our minds. First of all, Highland Springs. Holy cow. You know, we talk about in a rivalry matchup, you know, throw the records out the window and yada, yada, yada. And that is normally the case. But I'll tell you, this Highland Springs team, they are on a mission. They are no doubt on a mission. And that's really about the best way I can describe it. Ever since they got out of the bye and they had a Wednesday game against Armstrong, which they were up 41-0 after one quarter, and they went on to win 71-0. And since then, they had the 4 consecutive shutouts. That streak is now over, but only because Verina scored 7 points tonight. 55-7, and it was over early. And that just normally does not happen in this rivalry, no matter if one team's off or not. Verina ends another disappointing 4-6 season, 2 back-to-back years at 4-6, which is so un-Verina-like. They missed the postseason again. Highland Springs, with the win, and with Rider points breaking their way, and with Hermitage losing 4 possible points, with Cosby beating Manchester and Thomas Jefferson beating Deep Run, RBA Sports Network projects that with 338 points, or a rating of 33.8 when divided by 10, Highland Springs, even though they're 9-1, are going to be the number one seed in 5A South Central when the postseason begins next Friday. And we've already got people on Twitter. How did that happen? Hermitage beat them. Hermitage is 10-0. How could that be? LC Bird is 10-0. Why? How? It's very simple, folks. It's not about that unless you end up in a tiebreaker situation. It's all about strength of schedule. It's about who you play in your non-district. It's the fact that LC Bird only has 2 non-district games because they're in a 9-team Dominion district. Playing George Wythe and Huguenot did not help them. Highland Springs doesn't have the equivalent of those teams
over in the Capital District. Yes, Armstrong finished 2-8. They won their first two. They lost 8 in a row. But other than that, you've got Atlee with 6 wins. You've got Hanover with 7 wins. You've got Henrico with 7 wins. Verina with 4. Lee Davis with 8. And so you just you pile up the rider points when you're beating teams with 6, 7, 8 wins on a regular basis. Now, you know, Bird had Monacan, and that was 9-1. So, you know, a 9-win team, that's a great win. Excuse me. Meadowbrook's a wash because LC Bird played them. So did Highland Springs. So did Hermitage. Manchester was a wash for Hermitage. LC Bird ended up being a big thing for LC Bird in terms of Cosby beating Manchester. That forced the second place tie that we'll talk about in a moment. But you just end up getting more rider points in a tougher district. And so Highland Springs by 2 over Hermitage and LC Bird, who tie at 336 points or 33.6. And if you go into the BHSL handbook, go to page 132 and start looking at the tiebreakers. There's head-to-head. They didn't play. There's best winning percentage. And obviously, they're both 10-0, so that doesn't matter. So you get down to the average rating points of your opponents. Not the winning percentage, not the records, but rating points. So what you have to do is you have to figure out everybody's rating points at the end. George Wythe, Huguenot, Armstrong, James River, Clover Hill, Midlothian, Glen Allen, Deep Run, Mills Godwin. I go on and on and on. And so we look at it. We've given it the eye test. We think that Hermitage may have the upper hand on it, but we call it too close to call. And so we are going to wait and let the Virginia High School League do their job, and we'll find out from them whether Hermitage or LC Bird gets the number 2 seed. We know this for a fact. One of them's going to be 2, the other's going to be 3, and if they both win next Friday, they're going to play each other in round 2. The question's going to be, is it at Hermitage or at LC Bird? That's the big question. We know that both teams will have home games next week. Not quite sure of the opponents, but we know that one's going to be the 2, one's going to be the 3, and that if they both win, they play each other in round 2. Simple as that. So, we know that Douglas Freeman, by 1 point, gets the number 4 seed. We project that they'll end up at 29.7 win a rating. Even though they lost tonight 28-0 to Hermitage, big points for losing to an undefeated 10-win team. And then they picked up 2 for an Atlee win, 2 for Godwin's win, 2 for TJ's win, 2 for J.R. Tucker's win. Midlothian left them high and dry, but in the end they didn't need it. And by our projections, they picked up 30 points, added to 267, it's 297. Lee Davis, who won the game of the week on the Tomato Bowl, 29-18 over Patrick Henry. They got 32 points for that victory. And then they get 2 from Tucker, they get 2 from Atlee, they get 2 from Hanover's big win, and 1 from Highland Springs. And that's 7. That's 39. You add that to 257, it's 296, 1 point shy. And so we are very certain at this point that in one half of the 5A South Central bracket, it'll be number 8 Meadowbrook at number 1 Highland Springs for the second year in a row. That exact matchup happened last year, and you'll recall Meadowbrook almost pulled off the Titanic upset. There was an iconic picture of quarterback Juwan Carter crying with his mom after the comeback win in that first round. I think the TD had that. And I think Highland Springs is going to remember that game very well. I know Meadowbrook's going to take it and go, hey, we should have pulled it off last year. Let's go pull it off this year. And even though they stubbed their toe tonight against Dinwiddie, they're certainly going to give Highland Springs their best shot. But Highland Springs is going to remember how close they came to being out in round 1 last year. And as well as they're playing right now, it's going to be a tough road to hoe for Meadowbrook. You know I do not make predictions of games. That's just a personal mantra of mine. I just don't do it. But I think this year's Meadowbrook team is going to have a harder time than last year's Meadowbrook team. Does that mean they can't win? No. They could win. They can knock off Highland Springs. They've been playing some pretty doggone good football the last several weeks, even though they lost tonight. Dinwiddie is obviously a very good playoff caliber team, and boy, they got a situation in 4A, and we'll get to that shortly. But we know it's going to be 8-1 there, Meadowbrook versus Highland Springs. And we know the 5-4 game is going to be Lee Davis going to Douglas Freeman, 8-2 versus 9-1. And so the winner of Lee Davis-Douglas Freeman will get the winner of Meadowbrook Highland Springs in 2 weeks. If it goes to form, Douglas Freeman would get a shot at the Springers. But Lee Davis, very capable of going to Freeman and knocking him off. I think a lot of that game is going to come up with how the Freeman offense handles the Lee Davis defense. I think that may be the key matchup in that particular game. And that's one game of the three that we're considering for our game of the week next week. As you know, we are with WHAN Radio in Ashland, so we're contractually obligated to broadcast Hanover County teams in the playoffs on our game of the week broadcast, radio and online, until such time as one makes the state title or they're all eliminated. So Lee Davis and Douglas Freeman is something we're considering. So we know one half of the bracket. It's going to be Meadowbrook at Highland Springs, 8-1 game. Lee Davis at Douglas Freeman, 5-4 game. Matoaka, holy cow, with their huge win tonight. They are going to bump up to number 6 in lieu of Henrico's loss. Henrico finishes at 286 points, or 28.6. We have Matoaka picking up rider points from Dinwiddie, Cosby, Colonial Heights, that's 6. Clover Hill gives them 8. Hopewell gives them 9. Plus the 39, 47. That's 293 points. And that's ahead of Henrico. So Henrico's loss tonight at Hanover is huge. They drop to 7th. Matoaka will either go to Byrd in the 3-6 game or go to Hermitage in the 3-6 game. And subsequently, in the 7-2 game, Henrico is either going to go back to Highland Springs. I'm sorry, they're not going to go back to Highland Springs. They're either going to go to Hermitage or they're going to go to L.C. Byrd. I had visions of what happened a couple of weeks ago in my head. We know the following in 5A South Central. 1 seed's Highland Springs. The 4 seed is Douglas Freeman. 5 is Lee Davis. 6 is Matoaka. 7 is Henrico. And 8 would be Meadowbrook. If we believe Hermitage has the inside track on the tiebreaker with L.C. Byrd, it would be Henrico, Hermitage, and Matoaka at Byrd. North of the river together, south of the river together, just happens to work out that way. And then the winners would face each other, setting up a possible second round Hermitage-Byrd showdown. And you know, they meet every year in the postseason. It's almost inevitable. So I carried my one wrong with my Henrico guy, total earlier, and that's what I was referencing at the beginning of our podcast tonight. Verina out, obviously, with the loss to Highland Springs. So our 8 teams are set in 5A South. There's still a question of where Hermitage and L.C. Byrd will go. And again, official numbers from the VHSL no later, I think, than midday Sunday. Quickly over in 5A North, with Patrick Henry losing the Tomato Bowl, their season comes to an end tonight at 4-6 overall. But you know what? They got a young team, and they still have a lot of talent. And they played a ton of sophomores tonight and some freshmen. Their quarterback will come back as a junior. Their sophomores are going to come back as juniors. They don't lose a whole lot. They'll lose some. They'll lose Brandon Braxton in the backfield. They didn't have Josh Guerrero tonight. He was out injured. That hurt them. Of course, he had a really good running game 2 weeks earlier against Atlee, and I think he could have made a difference and made the game closer. So the Patriots, their season ends. We talked in August about how we felt it was very possible that this team was better than last year's, but they might end up with a worse record because of having to play now in the Capital District, and that's exactly what happened. I think there was more talent on the field in this year's Patrick Henry team, except for a couple of different positions. They missed Eli Handback, obviously. They missed Bender Vaught, obviously. But in terms of what they had, if they'd been in the Colonial District schedule, we probably right now would be talking about Patrick Henry at 6-4. And a low seed in 5A North. Instead, they'll go to the offseason, and they'll work, hard, take another crack at it next season. For Atlee, they get a huge win tonight, 70-0 over Armstrong, to finish 6-4 on a 3-game winning streak, and we project them as still being the number 10 seed in 5A North, right where they were when they began Friday night, but they're going to get a different opponent. North Stafford got a win tonight. Mountain View was upset. A loss, Mountain View falls to the number 7 seed by our projections. The Atlee Raiders will go to Mountain View High School in Stafford County next week in round 1 of 5A North. And with a win, if seeds hold, the number 2 seed in 5A North, according to what we've been able to determine, is defending 5A North region champion Tuscarora, who led L.C. Byrd at the half in the state finals last year but couldn't hold on for the win. And so Atlee Mountain View is our projection for next Friday night, and we may make that trip. We have yet to make the decision. So that's 5A North. Let's go over to 4A East. It was so close. It was razor-thin close. the top seed Cortland beat a winless Caroline team. And then they got rider points from the Fauquier Liberty Bealton game, Chancellor Spotsylvania. Louisa beating Charlottesville gave them two critical points. James Monroe beating King George gave them two critical points. Had King George upset James Monroe, they would have only had 1 point, and suddenly there would have been a tie with Hanover. Cortland ends up at 29.5, a tenth of a point ahead of the Hawks. Hanover with their win tonight, and then bonus points of two apiece for the Dinwiddie, J.R. Tucker, and Hopewell wins. They get 1 point each for all three Capital District results, the way that they fell. And Hanover ends up at 294 points. You think about it, had they held on and beat Atlee back at the end of September, they would have been the number one seed, and it wouldn't have been close. But instead, Hanover will be two. That drops Monacan down to three. Dinwiddie holds at six because the two teams tied for fourth ahead of them, Eastern View and Chancellor, both were victorious. We have Dinwiddie at 27.3. We have Louisa in seventh and King George in eighth. So the only thing that changed in the 4A East subregion of conferences 19 and 20 tonight was Hanover got enough rider points to overtake Idle Monacan for number two. And so we project that next week Louisa will come to Hanover for round one, and we project that Dinwiddie will go to Monacan for round one. And I got to tell you, it kind of hurts my heart that those two teams have to meet immediately. I was kind of hoping that they would play some out-of-town teams, and this matchup might be second round. We're going to lose a really good team out of the 804 right off the bat in the first round in 4A East. Dinwiddie coming off the win tonight, and so they'll be riding high and have some confidence after the big win over Meadowbrook. Monacan has the week off, the bye. You wonder how, and we've talked about this on the podcast, you wonder, you know, is that going to help you? You get a week to heal, or, you know, do you break your rhythm late in the season, and then do you have to shake any rust off when you get back in action and it's all on the line? Monacan will get the home game, though, next week, and that's important. Dinwiddie will have to make the trip. Same with Hanover, and if Hanover gets a win and Monacan gets a win next week, then Monacan would come to Hanover round two. If Dinwiddie knocks off Monacan and Hanover gets a win next week, it would be a rematch of our season opener on WHAN from September 4th. It would be Dinwiddie-Hanover round two in round two, but there's a lot of football to be played. Powhatan, unfortunately, eliminated tonight with their loss to Monticello. 28-10, the final there. Dinwiddie 35-12 over Meadowbrook. Great win for the Generals tonight. We mentioned earlier Metoaka 44-35 over Thomas Dale. Thomas Dale roared back after being way down to take the lead. And then Metoaka scored the last 10 points of the game. They end up at the sixth seed over in 5A South Central. Thomas Dale, because of Manchester's loss to Cosby, Thomas Dale will hang on to third in 6A South. Colonial Forge had clinched the one seed before tonight began. C.D. Hilton won convincingly over Forest Park. And they're number two. Dale stays at three. Manchester, even with the loss, they hang on to fourth. Guess who's fifth? Cosby. With the win, Cosby moves up from seventh to fifth because number five, Forest Park, lost to C.D. Hilton. They had a really rough night. They got the least number of points that they could get in VHSL standings were 24, and that's exactly what they got. And it dropped them from fifth down to seventh. So now Forest Park, who just got smashed by Hilton tonight, they have to turn around and go back to Hilton next week in the first round. In terms of local teams, Woodbridge, the sixth seed, is projected to come to Thomas Dale and Chester next week for round one. And Cosby Manchester get to do it all over again next Friday night in round one. And with a win, Thomas Dale would get the C.D. Hilton Forest Park winner. With a win, Manchester or Cosby, the winner of that 4-5 game, if things hold form, they would get Colonial Forge in round two. But there's no guarantee Colonial Forge is going to get out of round one. I'm just saying they struggled tonight with Freedom, who's missing the playoffs, and just barely got by them. Now, I don't know if maybe they sat some starters or what. You know, I'm not sure about that. But that's where we have our three Chesterfield teams in 6A South, the Conference 3-4 subregion. Dale 3rd, Manchester 4, Cosby 5, Woodbridge at Thomas Dale, Cosby at Manchester. Congratulations to Hopewell. They get the big win over Prince George tonight, and it clinches. We had projected they already had the one seed over James Monroe in their 3AE subregion. The win just solidifies that. And now We're trying to figure out who Hopewell is going to welcome to Mercer Field next week. We thought we had it figured out. We did some recomplications, head coach calculations. Coach Ricky Irby reached out to us and asked a question about it. And right now, our calculations, we've got Petersburg and Armstrong tied for the eighth seed, and we're not sure how that's going to break. So we know Hopewell is going to host a first-round game. It could be Petersburg. It could be Armstrong. Either way, that will take place next Monday night. On that other side of the bracket there in 3A East, conferences 25 and 27, Colonial Heights with their 36-30 overtime win over Petersburg tonight doesn't get them enough to get over York in fourth place. So Colonial Heights will get York, and we project that they will go on the road for that game in round one. Now, we have not broken the numbers down in 2A East. We know King William won by forfeit today. King and Queen forfeited late this afternoon. Goochland won their last game last Monday in a makeup game from a month ago. Amelia played tonight, but they were well in 2A East, and everything was fine there. Goochland actually has an outside shot at maybe getting the number one seed because the team in front of them coming into tonight, I believe, lost. So let's kind of break everything down and talk about the teams that we know that are in the postseason from the 804. Okay. 6A South, we know Thomas Dale, Manchester, Cosby. We project that Woodbridge will come to Thomas Dale and that Cosby will go to Manchester in the 5-4 round one game. Woodbridge would be 6, Thomas Dale 3. 5A North, Patrick Henry is out. Atlee is in. We project them the number 10 seed going to Mountain View in Stafford County for round one next week. 5A South, we project Highland Springs at number 1. Hermitage and LC Bird tied for 2nd. We will await the VHSL call as to how that's broken. We believe Hermitage has the inside track to number 2, but we'll know officially when the league office in Charlottesville sends out the pairings. It will be Metoica at the 6th seed playing either Bird or Hermitage on the road. Henrico is the 7th seed playing either Bird or Hermitage on the road. We know Meadowbrook's number 8, and they'll go to Highland Springs. And in the middle, we have Lee Davis by a single point in 5th place behind Douglas Freeman. When you divide by 10, it's going to be by a tenth of a point, 29.7 to 29.6. We project Lee Davis at Douglas Freeman in round one next week. The winner plays the winner of Meadowbrook and Highland Springs. In 4A, we have three teams in that 18 pot of conferences 19 and 20. Hanover, the 2 seed. Monacan, the 3 seed. Dinwiddie, 6, which means Dinwiddie goes to Monacan as our projection next week for round one. And we project the 7 seed Louisa to go to Hanover in round one. Colonial Heights, the 5 seed in 3A East conferences 25-27. We project them going to York next week. And over in the 26-28 18 subregion, Hopewell is number 1. Petersburg and Armstrong are right now, we believe, tied for the 8th position. We know that John Marshall is out. We know even though they won tonight, Thomas Jefferson is out. And the question is going to be Spotsylvania versus Petersburg versus Armstrong. We believe coming in that Spotsylvania will move up to the 6th seed. We believe that either Petersburg or Armstrong, one of them will get 7. Is that right? Yes, we're confirming that now. One of them will get 7, and one of them will get 8. So Petersburg and Armstrong will make the postseason. The question will be, who goes to Hopewell as the 8th seed, and who goes to James Monroe in the 7-2 matchup? Goochland, Amelia, King William headed to 2A East regional action. Whew. Wow. What a night. What else can you say, huh? It's been an incredible regular season. Some interesting notes from tonight, the return of Clayton Cheatham for Hanover. And from what the reports I've been getting, he looked in mid-season form. And that's the weapon Hanover thought they were going to have all year long. And now they're blessed to have him back for the postseason. If he stays healthy, what kind of a run can Hanover go on? That will be interesting. The turnaround at Lee Davis and the turnaround at Metoica. Ryan Turnage's first year at Lee Davis, 2-8. This year, 8-2. Just a phenomenal job. And then Metoica, what can you say? They stunned Cosby in week 2 on that Hail Mary. And people think, okay, nice win, and they'll be competitive. And then they go on a roll in mid-October and get some huge wins. And then tonight, with the big win at home over Thomas Dale, and they end up at number six. Yeah, it's going to be a tough road to hoe whether you go to Hermitage or LC Bird next Friday. But let me tell you, Matoaka's playing with house money, and they're going to play loose as a goose and say, you know what, guys, we have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Nobody thought we'd be here. We're here. Now let's make some noise. And sometimes that can be a very dangerous team, especially round one when you're home and everybody in the world thinks you're going to win. Hermitage has to get over the LC Bird conundrum. They've ended their season each of the last 3 years en route to Bird's three consecutive state championships. Hermitage owns the last postseason win over LC Bird, which happened in 2011 in the old Division 5, Division 6 Central Region format when we only had Group AAA champions in Division 5 and 6. We still had six state football champions, but there were three classifications cut in half. And so six champs that way. And then it got changed to the 6A to 1A format in 2013. So Hermitage first has to take care of round one. So do the Skyhawks. And then at that point, if they do, then Hermitage will have to sit down and figure out how can we finally stop LC Bird. And Bird, you know, they're not sitting there thinking, oh, we beat them three in a row, we'll get them four. They're thinking, hey, we got to get through them again. And then if things hold to form, they're looking at each other going, okay, well, whoever survives this got to go over to Highland Springs. But then there's Meadowbrook who looks at that and goes, oh, wait a minute, we may have something to say about that. So obviously, as we all knew, it would be 5A South Central is going to be a war. 4A East, I got a feeling that we could see any of the three local teams, Hanover, Monacan, Dinwiddie, any of them could make it all the way to state semifinal Friday night or Saturday. Last year, most games were on Friday night. Monacan got there last year, and we all know how that ended. I think they could come back and do it again. I think a healthy Clayton Cheatham makes Hanover very dangerous. And I think Dinwiddie's been dangerous all year. It's just a matter of when they click. And tonight they showed what they can do when they click. So we're going to have a lot of fun. I know everybody likes to talk about 5A South Central, and I get that. But keep your eye on 4A East. It's going to be a lot of fun, too. Good luck to Atlee. They seem to have righted the ship a bit, even though, you know, competition last couple of weeks. Verina Armstrong, the two teams under 500, in the Capital District until Patrick Henry was lost tonight to seal it at 4-6 there, and they beat them prior to that. So, yes, Atlee's won three against the lower echelon of the Capital District, but still Atlee has playoff experience, and they could make a run. Hopefully Darien Canada, who was out for Colonial Heights in their win tonight, hopefully he is healthy and can play next week when the Colonials start postseason action. And I am really curious to see just how far Hopewell can go over in 3A East. Could be a special November at Myrner Field. We'll find out soon. All right, my friends, thanks so much for being with us this coming week. Holy cow, there is so much going on. Saturday, we are in Ashland for the ODAC Volleyball Championship Tournament. Randolph-Macon's the top seed, trying to win the conference title in an NCAA tournament bid for the first time in 4 years. It's the last chance for their six seniors that include Emily Ortiz and Katie Rosberg and Courtney Lowers and company. And they have a 10 o'clock Saturday morning semifinal with Roanoke. And if they win, they play for it all at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I mentioned Sunday, I'm out of town. I'm going to see my daughter at Longwood University. Y'all have a good day. Enjoy your NFL. Monday, they're already announcing region volleyball matchups, and several teams will be in action. We will figure out where we're going to be, and we will get you posted on Twitter where those places are going to be. Other tournament action gets underway on Tuesday of next week. Regional finals should be by Thursday of next week. Deep Run Field Hockey goes to the 5A state semifinals. That will be played Friday at 2 p.m. at the National Training Center in Virginia Beach. Check our Henrico Sports Twitter feed for updates on the opponent and et cetera, et cetera. And we'll also try to get directions to that up on henricocountysports.net. Playoffs begin next Friday night. We hope to be able to announce on Monday where we will be broadcasting from. We'll either be in Stafford with Atlee. We'll be at Hanover for the Hawks in Louisa, as we project, or we'll be at Douglas Freeman for Lee Davis Douglas Freeman. Those are the three choices we have, and as soon as we figure it out, we will let you know. Next weekend starts college basketball, VCU, with a nice exhibition win tonight. They get started next Friday night. Richmond gets started next Friday night. The women, both VCU and Richmond, get started next Friday. VCU at 11 a.m., Richmond at 3 p.m. Randolph-Macon basketball starts next week. The women play Friday night and Saturday at their at home in their tip-off classic. The Randolph-Macon men under brand-new head coach Josh Merkel, who I had a chance to talk to this afternoon, they get underway at home against Mary Washington a week from Sunday, November the 15th. And it won't be long until we're talking basketball. Was making some plans on that today. Our broadcast coverage calendar schedule is currently at all of our websites, and we have more matchups that we are scheduling. And as soon as we get confirmation on them for live RVA Sports Network broadcast of high school basketball, we will make them public as well. All right, my friends, go get some sleep. Thanks so much for being with us. Thank you for soldiering on with us tonight on Twitter. We apologize for the mistake with the Henrico situation. We have it all set and ready to go now, and we'll continue to update you on Twitter, as well as, of course, when the VHSL sends out the official pairings, we'll send them all out. We thank you for following us on Twitter. We thank you for counting on us and for trusting us. We hate it when we make a mistake. It happens. We're human. It's probably going to happen again, but we do our best to correct them as quickly as we can. And do our best to try to serve you as best as we possibly can. So join us wherever you are at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports. And if you're in Richmond, the Tri-City surrounding counties, or you want to know what's going on in other sports in Richmond other than high school, simple. Follow us at the RVA Sportsnet. That's at the RVA Sportsnet. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network. And solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience, any rebroadcast or reuse without our express written consent, and that our being HCS Media LLC, is prohibited. Well, after 1 a.m. on this Saturday morning, enjoy your weekend. Stay dry Saturday. We'll see you at volleyball across the area this coming week. And, of course, back on the air next Friday night with a playoff edition of the Game of the Week on WHAN Radio and online here at RVASN. Rob Witham saying thanks so much for being with us. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you on the sidelines.